Worst of all, the word thunderstorm always sent her thoughts into a tailspin. Crack! Andy nearly jumped out of her skin. The wind picked up, blowing her braid every which way. Flyaway strands danced in her eyes. The sky darkened. There's no time to lose. Riley gave her a tug. Let's move. Where are we going? Andy hated thunder, especially when she was out in the open. Another crack of lightning, another boom of thunder. Andy shook. Riley set his jaw and kept moving, with one hand leading the whinnying packhorse and his other hand holding on to his terrified wife. Riley stumbled toward a small stand of trees near a granite rock face. We'll find an overhang and squeeze under it. He had to yell to be heard above the gusty wind and booming thunder. The sky opened and rain fell in a solid gray sheet. Faster! I can't! Andy shouted back. The trail was turning slippery with mud. Suddenly, she lost her footing. She fell, pulling Riley down with her. They slid a few yards before Riley staggered to his feet and caught his balance. Mud dripped from his back and legs. He swiped the rain from his face and helped Andy up. You're right. We'd best be cautious. The rock face loomed closer, but Andy could see no details. Was there an overhang? Could they get out of this deluge? Should they leave the trail? What if they got turned around and lost their way? Lost in the wilderness? What a terrifying thought. Molly did not want to go where Riley led. Her head bobbed as she tried to break free of Riley's hold on her lead line. She reared and came down with a frantic whinny of protest. Her eyes rolled back until Andy could see the whites. Poor horse! Riley paused their flight to the rock face and patted Molly's neck. Easy, girl. Then he shouted to Andy, take her! Andy's fingers shook, but she gripped Molly's halter and soft-talked the mare while Riley unfastened the bedrolls and their canvas tent. Crack! Boom! Andy gasped her terror and buried her face in the horse's soaking wet mane. Another bolt of lightning struck one of the granite domes across the valley. Molly lunged, but Andy steadied her. It took both hands to keep the pony from breaking loose and plowing over the top of her. Riley worked frantically to untie the load. Water poured down the mountainside in sheets, drenching the underbrush until it cascaded over one of the drop-offs. Andy cringed and held the halter until Riley peeled her fingers away. Didn't you hear me? He shouted, holding out her jacket. Andy shook her head. Put it on! When she complied, he shoved a bedroll into her arms. I grabbed what I could, but we'll have to leave Molly and most of our gear behind. She's too terrorized to try and bring her along. Andy caught her breath. But the sky lit up. Thunder cracked as the storm exploded overhead. Andy abandoned all thoughts of helping their pack horse. Instead, she clutched Riley's hand and followed him toward the relative safety of an overhang in a granite rock face. If they could find one.